The pride, passion, and pageantry of college football lives here. This is the Paul Feinbaum Show, Hour 3 Podcast.
We are back. Let's find out what's happening in Tuscaloosa. And we are joined by one of our favorites, Stephen M. Smith, who, of course, with Touchdown Alabama. Stephen M., great to have you back. We saw you in Tuscaloosa. Seems like yesterday, but it was about 2 months ago. What's going on first with the offensive coordinator position? We read that Bill O'Brien has been interviewing in the NFL. What do you know?
Well, Bill O'Brien has been interviewing in the NFL, Paul, with the New England Patriots. As far as the names for OC, kind of three right now that have been sticking out to me. When you look at the tea leaves of what's being put out there, number, it's kind of the 1A and 1B. You would look at Joe Brady of the Buffalo Bills. I know he's the quarterback's coach for Josh Allen, but you would look at Joe Brady. Right behind him would be Jeff Lebby, who is now in Oklahoma, has done a great job wherever he's been running offense. And then the third name would be Dan Mullen's been tossed out there quite a bit. And we've seen how he's taken a lot of these dual threat quarterbacks, mobile guys, whether it was Alex Smith at Utah, Tim Tebow at Florida, Dak Prescott at Mississippi State, and made, you know, big things out of those guys. So those have been the three that I've been hearing: Joe Brady, Jeff Lebby, and of course Dan Mullen.
Yeah, you know, Stephen M., I was with Dan Mullen last week in Los Angeles, and I jokingly asked him about that while we were riding together somewhere. And he shrugged his shoulders and said he really liked what he was doing now. Now, let me make it clear that I was not interviewing him. We were just two guys riding in a car together. But Brady is interesting. Brady, 3 years ago, was the talk of the sport. When he helped Joe Brady win a national championship, but then he just fell off the face of the earth with Carolina. And I don't know, what exactly is his role in Buffalo right now?
His role, he's the quarterback's coach. So that's his role, quarterback's coach. I think passing game coordinator, but quarterback's coach. So he is solely with Josh Allen.
Yeah, I mean, I think I could coach Josh Allen.
He's a tremendous talent, otherworldly talent. I mean, it don't take much to coach him. Don't take much to coach 6'5", 230 pounds plus.
Lebby was at Ole Miss. He's got a big reputation. If you had to look at this list and say, who do you think fits Nick Saban's mindset the best, who would it be?
I would say Brady, just based off of that 2019 LSU team was unbelievable. When you look at the cast of talent you had there with Joe Burrow, with Clyde Edwards-Helaire at running back, Ja'Marr Chase, Justin Jefferson, the list goes on. And that group averaged near 50 points a game. You had the Heisman Trophy winner for that team in Joe Burrow. You had a Biletnikoff Award winner in Ja'Marr Chase. So I would look at, you know, that guy right there, Joe Brady, would be my pick. Jeff Lebby, I like him just due to what he's been able to accomplish, whether it was at Baylor with the different quarterbacks and schemes he had there. Went down to Central Florida, did some great things there with McKenzie Milton and Dylan Gabriel. And then got Dylan Gabriel back as a transfer in Oklahoma this past season, though the Sooners were kind of in a rebuilding year under Brent Venables. So I like Joe Brady. That would be my guy. But if Lebby became the guy, I wouldn't be disappointed with that.
Yeah, it's interesting. Stephen A., let's go over. I'm Stephen M. I'm sorry. I'm so used to being with Stephen A. Stephen M., let's.
I would not mind one of his checks, though. I mean, come on, Stephen A., throw me a check right here.
You, me, Randy, and the entire neighborhood I'm in and you're in could live off of what he makes a year. Let me ask you about the defensive position. We know Golding is gone, good and gone. Give us your best guess on where that search is.
That search right now, four names have hopped in here for. So the four being, you've got Glenn Schumann of Georgia. You've got Jim Leonard of Wisconsin. There is the comfort in Jeremy Pruitt. I mean, the final name that's jumped in here is Jimmy Lake, formerly of Washington. And the big thing for Coach Saban is comfortability or objectivity. I think that's what he's fighting with right now. Comfortability or objectivity? Do I want somebody that I know that has been with me before? He knows how I roll. He knows my mindset, my mentality, what I want to see on the field. Or do I go with somebody that maybe I haven't worked with before, but that's going to be objective to me, that's going to be honest with me, that's going to shoot it straight with me? And having this Alabama program get back to that physicality, that nasty style of defense. But the four names, Paul Schumann, Jim Leonard, Jimmy Lake, and Jeremy Pruitt.
So let's talk about Pruitt, because that's the one that you may know, but I don't know the answer to the question, is he able to accept this job?
Now, if it was a head coaching job, I would say no. In terms of defensive coordinator, could be. Now, me personally, I would more so see Jeremy Pruitt come back and maybe a position coach role, because he is hot right now due to what happened in Tennessee, the recruiting violations there. So if I was in Jeremy Pruitt's shoes, I would come back maybe as a safeties coach, a position coach, maybe even an off-field analyst, and sort of work my way back and let this cloud that's over my head get gone. But in terms of defensive coordinator, he could accept this role depending on what the NCAA could bring down. But if I was him, I would just come back as more so of a position coach or in an analyst role.
Good chance he's watching right now, Stephen M. So I'm sure he'll take your advice. Stephen M. Smith joining us to talk about what is next for Alabama. So let me ask you, on the field, who will be the quarterback?
Quarterback on the field right now, as much as Jalen Milroe gives me the athleticism, I would look at right now Ty Simpson, just due to where the game is in terms of you got to be able to throw the football with accuracy, with precision, stretch the ball up and down the field, vertical passing game. And we look at the wide receivers Alabama's bringing back with Jermaine Burton, Ja'Cory Brooks, Isaiah Bond, Kendrick Law, Kobe Prentice, a ton of these guys. They want to be able to run up and down the field and catch that football thrown to them beautifully. Ty Simpson's got a big arm. He can move around the pocket, accurate with the football. I want to see Jalen Milroe make that jump in terms of his significant growth as a passer. But if I had to put the stamp on it right now, the way Ty Simpson can rip it, I would go with Simpson.
Fantastic recruiting class. We know that. Not a lot of activity of players coming in, a few. A lot going out. What's your early assessment, still to change, of course, of what this Alabama team is going to look like and their potential in the upcoming season?
Well, this 2023 class that's coming in, Paul, just about all of them are enrolling early, and these guys are hungry. These guys want to get this thing back in terms of being the feared team in college football. You look at what Kirby Smart's doing at Georgia and the momentum he has built with back-to-back national championships. Georgia is saying there's a new bully on the block, and we're it right here. So for Alabama to kind of usurp that and grab that back this offseason, spring ball throughout next season, is going to be critical for Nick Saban as well as his team. The guys in this 2023 class, they know this. They're coming in here hungry. The guys that are back understand this. And even the guys that hit the portal understood this, which is why they hit the transfer portal. So this 2023 unit, they know the sense of urgency that's upon them. They just got to get this done.
We had a guest on earlier, Chris Doering, who said, Stephen M., he thinks LSU is the – he said LSU will supplant Alabama in the West. You buying?
I'm not buying it just yet. Not buying it just yet. Jayden Daniels, LSU, good football team, really good football team. I'm not buying it just yet. The one thing we do know here, people, is Coach Saban has never let 3 years walk away without a national championship. He'll let 1 year walk away. He'll even let two walk away. He's never let three consecutive years walk away without him holding that national championship. So that track record is still good there when it comes to Coach Saban.
You know what I'm saying? I think I might join you on that one, Stephen. Everybody's jumping on this Georgia bandwagon. I'm going to pop. What is your bandwagon moving yet, or do I need to wait in line to get on there?
Man, Paul, you can hop on there right now. We still trying to chuggle out of the wagon right now.
Okay, I know it's not moving fast, but I'll think about it. Hey, Stephen M. Smith, thank you so much for joining us. Some great insight there from Tuscaloosa. We hit the break, and we'll get back to your phone calls right after this.
This podcast is proud to be supported by Jet's Pizza, the number one pick in Detroit-style pizza. Why? It's simple. Jet's is better. With the thickest, crispiest, cheesiest Detroit-style pizza in the country, there's no competition. Right now, get $5 off any 8-corner pizza with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Go to jetspizza.com to learn more and find a location near you. Again, try Jet's signature 8-corner pizza and get $5 off with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Jet's Pizza. Better because it has to be. Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-hour energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5hourenergy.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5hourenergy.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
And welcome back. And Squirrel joins us next. Hello, Squirrel.
I really appreciate you taking my call. And interesting show today, especially yesterday. At the end of the show yesterday, it almost felt like Feinbaum's nursery hour. You know, it was almost like he was babysitting some of these callers. But do you realize how many I love yous that you get every day?
I don't know.
You average at least three or four. I mean, you can
Squirrel, you hear coaches talk about this. It's not the wins that haunt them. It's the losses. And for every
exactly.
for every one of those, I got a you're evil. You're satanic. It's the worst show I've ever listened to. Those are the ones I take home with me.
Well, behind all the friction is the Legend Jim dynamic. You know, when Legend took his ring back last year, it upset the whole dynamic of dynamics of the family. And you hear it every day. You know, they're lashing back and forth at each other and what have you. And Jim's taking a lot of heat. But you know, I think Jim settled down a lot in the last year. Would you not agree?
Yeah, I think Jim mostly has been a great caller.
He hasn't wished death on anybody.
No.
You know, since the last time he wished it on me, I think a few years ago. And he's really calmed down a lot. I don't know why he's getting as much heat. And it was nice of the old guy, whoever that was, that called in wanting to extend the olive branch to Jim, the one that got emotional about it.
Oh, yeah, yeah. That was Trey.
But I apologize if, you know, I appreciate the show, even though, we've never had to do the I love you thing or anything. But there again,
I've
never
Squirrel,
quit.
I mean, I know you. I know your wife. I've watched you and Lane Kiffin shake hands. I think that was what I saw. So I feel like,
it was a limp handshake on his part.
We've spent a lot of time together. And you never need to tell me how, I mean.
I didn't want you to think I didn't appreciate the show or anything of that nature.
I just assume that you feel that way about, you don't have to tell me. Do you remember the movie, going back to 1970s, really, I'm pushing back in time, but it was the movie, Love Story with Ally McGraw and Ryan O'Neal. And there
was
a scene in that movie
a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah, it came up. And the scene was, as many remember, many don't remember, too, because it was 40 years before most of you were born. He said to her, I love you, and I'm so sorry. And she said, love means never having to say you're sorry. And you've heard me say this before. I said that to a young lady once in high school. I said, I'm really sorry. And she said, love me. And
you're a real ladies' man.
And to put it mildly, we did not make it after that.
I was about to say, I bet you was a real ladies' man.
She was. Well, I still remember her name and what color eyes she had, if that means anything.
Okay. Hey, thanks for taking my call. Aloha.
Don't we always?
Yes.
I wish you'd quit texting me, by the way. Yeah. Darren is up next. Hello, Darren. Good afternoon.
Hey, Paul. I appreciate you taking the call, man. It took me 4 days to get on there to speak to you. But anyway, you've got those couple of guys, and I don't want to even give them the – I don't even want to say their names because – to me, that I don't need to say their names, but you know who I'm talking
sure,
about.
Of course.
Got them Georgia people that get on here, and all they do is like, just go off on Alabama. I mean, in my opinion, Georgia's won the national championship for the last 2 years. I mean, what else do they want? If they want the third one, go get it. Great. Happy to them, but they go crazy about Alabama. And it don't really matter to me, as an Alabama fan, good on them, but I just think that, people, there's a lot of haters, and haters are going to hate and all that, and that's fine. I get that. But, my big thing is why did they just have to go off so much on your show? And if they had another platform, they just always got to go crazy on Alabama when they're the national championships back to back for the last 2 years. They should be all happy, not be mad. They ought to be real happy.
Well said. Hey, thank you very, very much. Augie in New Orleans is up next.
Hey, Paul. Paul, I said a number of times your show's like a religious experience sometimes, make a quick call today. I just asked for everybody's prayers. My mother-in-law is not doing well at all. She's in the ICU in the hospital. And at this point, prayers are probably the thing we need most of all. And I'm reaching out to your prayer network to get as many prayers as possible because we need them.
Augie, what is her first name?
Francis.
Okay. Yeah. Is she down your way or somewhere else?
Yes, down my way. The last 2 days in the hospital, my wife hasn't left. And so, it's tough. And she's our last parental figure.
Sure.
Our parents have gone and her father left and, passed away, of course, not left the family, but hopefully in a better place. But we want to keep her around a little longer, selfishly, of course. So we're asking for prayer. So I reach out to your network, Paul. I got to say this. Some of my Twitter friends have said prayers, and I got to tell you this about Jim. He said a powerful prayer. So I just want you to know that about Jim. Like you say, a lot of people call and complain, but I think when the chips are down, everybody pulls for each other. And that's what I'm counting on. So I appreciate it, Paul.
Well, Augie, thank you for sharing that, and I know many, many people are thinking of Francis and your wife and your entire family. You be well, and we'll hear from you soon. And let's talk next to Paige, who is in Virginia. Hello, Paige.
Prayers coming your way, Augie. My wife died last month, long battle of cancer, and prayers work. So here's prayers from my ACC brethren in Virginia. Paul, yesterday your Wall Street Journal writer talked about, revenue for college football going through the roof. I'm curious, do you think are the universities allowed legally to any of that revenue to the NIL deals, or do the funds for NIL have to be completely and independently raised, such as through this Gator Consortium or whatever they call it?
Yeah, no. Any money a school receives cannot be used for that. That has to come from private funds. So when a school gets money, most of the money does come from football, but it goes to the athletic department. Depending on the structure, it goes to the university, to make it simple.
Yeah, so I'm just thinking of the just using this Florida deal, which was what I've read was a 4-year, $13 million, so $3 million a year. Do you think it's just that this group is so desperate to get a, you know, get talent in the door to get an SEC championship or NCAA championship at the university that they throw this boundless money? Or is there some kind of financial return that, you know, if I'm the owner of a Jacksonville car dealership and I can get this kid at my dealership and I think I can get $2 million worth of new business out of his likeness, I think that was the spirit of the NIL.
Yeah, but, that's correct.
Or do you think it's just...
Well, you know, I was humored by what Doering said. I mean, Doering just goes off on the NCAA. Listen, that isn't news. We know how crazy the system is. Every single person in the arena has said that. Florida was, this is my summation, was desperate to bring in this quarterback because Billy Napier had been all over the place in recruiting. And I don't know the backstory, and we will. There's no question. But so they, you know, however this thing worked, they enticed him to go there over Miami, and it just didn't work. And there's a lot of confusion about why. But stating that that this is all corrupt and out of whack is like, you know, screaming because it's raining outside and you didn't bring an umbrella. I mean, you could have looked at the forecast. I mean, nobody wants to hear that. I mean, the question is, is Billy Napier making this program better? And that's what he was hired to do. Dan Mullen couldn't recruit friends of his, tell me, because he had a facility issue. Well, that facility issue is no longer the case. Has recruiting gotten any better now that Florida has the best facilities in the country?
Great. Well, thanks, Paul.
Yeah.
Thanks for my call.
I mean, it's you know, I mean, I love Chris Doering, but come on. I mean, Chris, having you give us a speech about how bad NIL is. I mean, I think Nick Saban beat you to it. We'll take a short break, and we're coming right back.
Is your schedule too packed to see a doctor about your erectile dysfunction? Well, with Hims, now you can get treated for ED without stepping foot outside your door. They're changing men's healthcare by providing access to affordable sexual health treatments from the comfort of your couch. Hims provides access to doctor-trusted ED treatment options such as chewable hard mints, brand name treatments like Viagra, or generic alternatives for up to 95% cheaper. The process is simple and entirely online. Just answer a series of questions and a medical provider will determine the right treatment option. If prescribed, your medication ships to you free. No insurance needed. So what are you waiting for? Join the hundreds of thousands of trusted Hims subscribers and get treated. Start your free online visit today at Hims.com/Paul. That's Hims.com/Paul for your personalized ED treatment options. Hims.com/Paul. Hard mints are chewable compounded products which are not approved by or verified for safety or effectiveness by the FDA. Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies on product and subscription plan.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the upcoming draft, the playoff intensity, and finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
And we are back. Jim is up next.
As you've said many times, it's a rainy day. And I don't know about yesterday being forgotten, but it's a rainy day. And that's been the theme of your show. Whatever happens the day before, you can come back and be anyway. You know what I'm trying to say, right?
I sure do. Jim, is there anything you can do about your phone? We're getting a lot of static.
What? Let me see. How about now?
Okay. Well, that's a little better.
I don't know. I had my hand on. I don't know. See, how about now?
That's good.
Is that good?
It's better, yes. I feel like an optometrist. Is this better or better?
You want me to call back? Or yeah,
I tell you what, let's try a different connection, okay? And we'll just wait right here for you, okay?
All right, be right back.
For some reason, wasn't there a lot of echoing? There was a lot of tin. It was tinny and echoey.
He's down the spider hole.
Yeah, I mean, I think sometimes it really depends on where you are in your house when you call in. We'll try another call before Jim calls back. Gene is in Georgia. Hey, Gene.
Hello, Mr. Feinbaum.
Hey, how are you?
To you. Been listening. I'm doing fine, sir.
Great.
I just want to say a couple of things. First, I want to get this out of the way. I agree with Jim about NPR Pat from Georgia. Probably lives in Decatur with the rest of the elite white progressives. He's a yellow dog Democrat. But the younger folks who don't know what a yellow dog Democrat is, perhaps you can get the old drunk James Carville on to explain.
I saw James this summer, and he's a fan. He chastised me about the show. He said, now, my wife will walk in and say, how do you watch that junk? So he may be watching right now.
I wanted to defend you.
What's that?
I wanted to defend you.
Okay.
A couple of months ago, Jim accused you of insulting Daryl, a decorated Marine.
Right.
You remember that?
I do.
Is Jim a veteran?
I do not know the answer to that.
Well, so how would he know what a decorated Marine is? I'm a Marine, Vietnam veteran, have several medals and ribbons, and I don't know whether I'm a decorated Marine or not. But my point is, typically we don't discuss what we did while serving. No one would understand or believe what we went through from Paris Island to Vietnam.
I bet.
I've heard you mention that your dad and uncle fought in the Pacific Theater, and they did not discuss what they went through.
No.
Veterans just don't talk about what they did, especially with non-veterans. Do you get my drift?
I most certainly do, Gene. Not only that, my nephew served in the Marine Corps, and my other nephew is a graduate of Annapolis. So I did not serve, and I know through many who have what I don't know, and I keep quiet when I'm talking to them.
Yeah, well, we just don't. I mean, I've never told my wife, my son, my daughter. They just wouldn't understand. So I just leave it alone. So if Daryl is a decorated Marine, God bless him. But
absolutely.
I tell you what, his DD-214 will give dates of all awards he received. And that's all I got.
Well, Gene, thank you very much. And I thank you for what you did for this country during a very dark time. Jim is up next.
I wish I'd have called back sooner because I didn't need to hear that because I don't want to get in a bad mood. But, you know, I'm easily offended. But anyway, I don't want to get into that. Let me finish what I was trying to tell you. I was moved very much by Trey's call, poignant, and I want to say something. I appreciate what Augie said, but I mean, I was moved very much by Augie, and I think you and I very similarly connect dots in a lot the same as we connect dots very much alike.
Absolutely.
And when the kid talked about his Benji, somebody, and you said my dad's name was Benjamin, I knew what you were doing. I'm like that too. And when Augie mentioned the name Francis, that's my sister's name. And I'm going to tell you something, Paul. I think you love your sister. I love my sister, but you've never seen anybody as saintly as my sister. And that name Francis is special, I'm telling you. You know, even St. Francis in the Catholic churches is well noted. But anyway, what I'm getting at is I was very moved by all these calls. And that's the thing about – that is the one thing about your call. Well, your show I've always liked is the access to people calling in and asking for prayer, or telling things they need to know, people need to know. And it wouldn't happen on ESPN shows all when it's only about football. They wouldn't dare take a call like that. That's the good part. You know, you take the bitter with the sweet. I've had the bitter on this show, but there is some sweet, and I'm talking about the sweet right now. I want all you to know that the friend of mine that this guy named, his first name is Joseph, is his name, and he is as saintly, I think, close to as saintly as Joseph in the Bible. And he's a mighty prayer warrior, and we have prayed for Augie's mother-in-law and we prayed for her a couple weeks ago, and I think the report was good, and then she's gotten back. And anyway, we prayed for her again, and I want Trey to know that I really was moved by his call. And, yeah, I used to be mad at the guy when he shot darts at me. You know, I'm easily offended. And I even probably wished some bad stuff. I'm not right about that. I need to get right. And God, only God can correct us from what we are to what we need to be. I promise you that. But anyway, I just want to say that we're praying, and I pray in Jesus' name for his mother-in-law and also for Trey, that he'll be helped, comforted, and blessed. And thank you for that, Paul. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you very much. Amen, Jim. That was wonderful.
Thank you.
You be well. We'll take a short break, and we're coming right back.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
And we're back, and Tom is up next in Tennessee. Hello, Tom.
Hey, Paul. Appreciate you taking the call.
Thank you.
Paul, I was just calling in, listening to the discussion from Alabama about considering Jeremy Pruitt for
right.
The defensive coordinator position. And it just, I mean, I just can't believe it. I mean, if having looked at what the NCAA report said, and, you know, having like direct fingerprints on what went wrong, I mean, I just can't believe that anybody would think that there isn't some significant sanctions coming down directly on Jeremy Pruitt. I mean, he has his fingerprints all over what went wrong. And granted, that the NIL situation kind of makes it all irrelevant. It wasn't irrelevant then. And
no, it was so relevant, Tom, that what was that, 3 years ago, 2 years ago, I think, just a little over exactly 2 years ago, the chancellor at the University of Tennessee fired him and half of his staff, as well as pushing out the legendary athletic director.
Yeah, true. Beyond that, we consider that now one of the great days for Tennessee football, given what has happened since, you know, which I think is you know, getting a really great coach and, you know, having a real change in culture. But, you know, just Alabama has such a great tradition, and they are a great football team. And to put at risk taking, you know, Jeremy Pruitt with his with the baggage that he carries, I mean, I just can't understand why, you know, the fans would be in favor of that.
Well, they are. you know, it's
yeah.
it's yeah. I mean, it's really it comes down to Nick Saban and Greg Byrne and where they square it. But you're 100% correct, Tom. Thank you. Using common sense and fans, not always the best thing to do. Let's continue with more phone calls here at 855-242-7285. A lot of interesting calls coming in, and let's check out Cedric, who is up next.
Hey, Paul, how you doing?
Cedric, we're doing well. Thank you.
Hey, thank you for taking my call, Paul. I really appreciate it. I got a couple of questions for you, but first, let me give a shout out to my wife, Cutie Pie, and my daughter, BB. You know, I want to make sure I will give them a good shout out. So my question for you, Paul, is when it comes to Bama, OC, and DC, if you had to recommend a short list, who would be on your list and why?
Well, I think, Cedric, the Pruitt question is just simply unanswered right now. And you know, he would be on the list. I know I like this guy Leonard that was up at Wisconsin. I don't know if – I know Nick Saban has coveted him for some time, but whether he's hireable. Offensively, I thought – I probably lean a little more toward Lebby. Joe, there's something about Joe Brady that – I mean, how much of that was Joe Brady? I know his system, he brought the system from the Saints to LSU, but how much of that was the fact that they had Joe Burrow at quarterback?
Oh, okay.
So I followed what he's done. I know what he did at Carolina was a complete disaster, but when you don't have a quarterback, it really doesn't matter what you do. It's not going to work. He's the Bills coordinator now, but I mean the head coach is heavily involved and they have, you know, arguably the, you know, in Josh Allen, one of the two best quarterbacks in the NFL. Hey, thank you so much for the call. Appreciate what you said about your wife and daughter. JK is up next.
What's up, Flying Bomb?
Hey there.
Hey, Paul, you know what, man, I was listening to Jim a few minutes ago. I'm gonna give you my take on Darryl. Now, I don't agree with probably 0.5% of what Darryl said, but and I don't know what a decorated Marine is either, but my opinion is anybody that sacrificed their time like I did for 24 years in the Navy, he's a decorated veteran. I'm a decorated veteran, and that's all I got to say about that decorated veteran thing. But we all fought for the right of freedom of speech, and as much as his speech is wrong, he still has a right to it. You know what I mean? So, you know, it's all good, Jim. We need to kind of calm down sometime and just go with the flow sometime. Just let it go, baby. It's okay. It's just life and people's opinion when they call in the show.
Well, because I think you're right, and I think the person that's probably most guilty is me. I overreacted in the moment. I was emotional. And that's okay. I don't let things that happened yesterday affect what happens today on this program. There's no way you can if you're going to run the kind of show we have.
Right, because when you accept our calls, you never know what we're going to say.
No, and that, listen, so I mean, I would be the last person in the world to act, oh, I'm shocked. I can't believe somebody said something. I mean, we promote that.
Yeah, you know, just like everybody has the freedom of speech, it's some things that are better left unsaid, whether you have freedom of speech or not. So, I mean, you have to just go with the flow sometime, Paul. And we understand people get upset at what other people think and what they say. But, you know, it just depends on the person and how they perceive it, receive it, and how they put it out there. But, Paul, I want to say this thing. I'm going to let you go. This offensive coordinator and defensive coordinator thing going on at Alabama, they're scrambling like eggs. They scrambling to cover up for not making the playoffs. Basically, that's all they're doing, and they're doing everything possible to appease these fans and give them hope that they're going to be back on top again next year, and they should be by the looks of that schedule. So if they don't make the playoffs next year, it's not the OC's fault and it's not the DC's fault. It's the players' fault. I don't care which way you look at it. That's what it boils down to, the heart of the players on that field, and not after the season begging for a playoff spot. Do what you have to do in the regular season, you won't have that problem. And my Miami Hurricanes fall right in that category of choking, looking awful, and didn't deserve a playoff spot, just like any other team that wasn't in the top four.
Thanks, JK. And by the way, I Brady is not the OC in Buffalo. And as far as Lebby, I'm told that he just picked up one of the best quarterbacks in the country, so that may or may not affect his decision to leave. So, again, this is all playing out in real time. Bill O'Brien's still there, but he won't be there much longer. How about Steve in Arkansas? You are next up. Hey, Steve.
Hey, Paul. How's it going?
Very well. Thanks a lot.
Well, number one, my first question is, what do you think about the Dan Enos hire?
I think it's a good hire.
You think it's a good hire?
Yes, I do.
Okay. My next comment is, I wasn't aware that Alabama was hunting for an offensive coordinator or defense coordinator. I thought they were pretty set. But my comment is more or less, I mean, we've had to listen to Alabama fans for 12, 15 years now. You know, being braggarts and blowhards and whatever have you. And now that Georgia's had a little bit of success and doing the same thing, now Alabama fans don't want to hear it. And it'd be the same thing if Arkansas was, you know, in that position. It's just how the fan bases do. And you've got people out there like, you know, God bless him, Jim, and Squirrel. And I've, you know, watched your show for about five or six years now, and it cracks me up every time I watch. But the one I miss the most is, I can't remember her name now.
She passed away not too long ago. The lady who died, Tammy?
Tammy.
Yeah.
Yeah, her and Jim's arguments were epic. Those were great.
I don't know, Steve. I get mad at callers, and I've done that a couple times this week. But the next day, I can't remember what it's about. So I think Jim made a really good point
you
earlier.
You can't do your business. Yeah.
Hey, thanks for the call. We're heading to the final hour.
Thank you for listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast. The Paul Feinbaum Show airs weekdays on the SEC Network, beginning at 3 Eastern.